This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New Jersey officials are doing all they can to ensure victims of Hurricane Sandy get to vote in tomorrow's big election, but there are several obstacles. About 300 of the state's 3,000 polling places are either without power or badly damaged from the storm and need to be relocated. New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, who is responsible for administering the election, has announced that displaced residents can cast their votes using email or fax. But it's not as simple as pointing and clicking or pressing send. The Lieutenant Governor joins us to explain the process for what is shaping up to be an extraordinary Election Day voting process. Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me, Amy, and thanks for helping us get the word out.
So tell me about those 300 polling places in New Jersey that are too badly damaged to open tomorrow. Where are they primarily, and what is the contingency plan for them?
Well, I'm very excited to report that out of the 3,400 polling places we have here in New Jersey, less than 100 are actually out without any backup plan. And I expect by tomorrow morning there will be none, that everyone will have a place to vote tomorrow morning, that there will not be a need for military trucks, there will not be a need for tents. Now our challenge is, of course, to tell people where those polling places are.
Right. And how will you go about doing that? Where can people find that information?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. There's a couple of different ways. The first one is they can just text 877-877-WHERE. That's what you do. You type in 877-877 and then the word WHERE, and the response back will be, where do you live? And then the text machine system will tell you where to go vote.
Now, is cell phone service up enough throughout New Jersey that that's possible? And do people in power outage places have charged up cell phones so they can do that?
Well, that's where you come in. You can get the word out by the radio. But also there's a website. They can go to elections.nj.gov. And ask and click on the signal that says, where do I vote? And it'll ask you for your home address, even if your home's not there anymore. And it's awful what's happened here in New Jersey. But put in your home address, and it will direct you to where you go to vote tomorrow, anytime between 6 and 8 o'clock. If the people want to vote, they can walk into their clerk's offices right now. And even if you're a first responder or a dislocated voter, like many of our people are, that means if you're in a shelter, if you're staying with your family members, you can walk into any polling place in New Jersey tomorrow and vote, at least for the statewide and national offices. Go ahead.
What about the local races, though, in those precincts? How would they be able to vote?
Yep.
In them from another
precinct.
The local
races, they can go into their home polling place, and they can find out that again, 877-877, type in the word where, or go to the website. And if they can't get to their local polling place, they can still vote by email or mail. We have a system in New Jersey that allows our military, our soldiers, to vote from overseas by email. We've extended that system to any displaced voter and any first responder who's, say, from Atlantic City working up north in Bergen County.
Can you briefly explain what that process is by voting by email or fax?
You'll go in and register, and you do that because we don't want anybody voting twice. You'll go in and registered. If you're a properly registered voter anywhere in New Jersey, you will receive your ballot back from your district, so your whole slate from the local elections up to the presidential. You'll receive that ballot. You print that ballot out. You fill out your vote, and then you have to either fax it or PDF it back by email, and that vote will count. You have to do that by 5 o'clock tomorrow night.
What kind of protections are you creating against voter fraud? I'm wondering whether this whole process, it's so dynamic and fluid that there's likely to be, if there's any close races, there's likely to be litigation around this election.
Well, you know, my main concern right now is that we get the ballots cast. I am hopeful that the people of New Jersey understand the situation we find ourselves in and that they don't take advantage of it. In fact, I trust that they won't do that. But remember, if you want to get a mail-in ballot or a faxed ballot, your name will be taken and you will be stricken off the roll. So you won't be able to walk into an office and vote. And we will also have to take quite a bit of time, quite a bit of time to count these provisional ballots because they'll be coming from all over the state. So
right.
It's going to take some time. There are some challenges, but then that's what Sandy brought us, and we're just dealing with it.
Do you think people who have had to contend with long lines for gas, problems with transit, their own fatigue will be voting? That experience could either compel them to vote or wear away their desire to add one more thing on the to-do list. What's your prediction for turnout?
Well, with your help, Amy, I think turnout's going to be just fine. I think people understand they need to get back to normal, and getting back to normal is one of those ways you do that is by going into the polling booths once every 4 years and voting for the president of the United States.
Kim Guadagno is New Jersey's lieutenant governor. Thanks so much, and good luck tomorrow during Election Day.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Amy. Thanks for having us.
This is WNYC.